streets of Gaza City stood quiet Thursday with little traffic as fuel supplies into the Gaza Strip were expected to run out by the afternoon. Israel has heavily restricted the flow of goods into Gaza, imposing an economic blockade and bringing duress to an impoverished population that some Palestinians have termed a siege. It has further tightened the blockade in recent weeks in response to heavy fighting. On Thursday morning, residents were still able to access supplies from the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, but it was expected that the UN would not be able to distribute by the end of the day. This week, the shortages have intensified, with UN agencies warning that critical food distribution operations would cease unless Israel allowed further supplies through. The head of United Nations Relief Operations in Gaza had this to say.
We're running out of diesel fuel this evening, which means that we will have to stop our major food operation here, which is feeding almost 700,000 refugees. So that's the first and most immediate consequence of the cutoff of fuel to the Gaza Strip. We have not received any fuel at the UN since the 1st of April. That's why we have run out.
Michael Bailey of Oxfam Jerusalem spoke about the humanitarian implications of the fuel shortage.
There are 70,000 people with no drinking water in their homes, a further 300,000 people who have water 2 to 5 hours every 4 days. There are 70,000 litres of sewage going into the sea every day, and if the power plant stops working in central Gaza on Saturday night, as it's predicted to do, if there are no new fuel supplies for that, then we will see all of that sewage begin to flood into the streets of Jabalia camp and other low-lying areas in Gaza. The implications are very difficult health conditions. A population of 1.5 million people who haven't had adequate diet for more than 9 months now, faced with no drinking water and sewage in the streets, we'll see epidemic outbreaks of diarrheal disease, and with a very weakened health system unable to respond properly to that, and a weakened population, very sick people, and possibly some fatalities in that eventuality.